hello, Nashville. My, it's good to be here with the country music lovers that I see here. I feel so slick I couldn't be no slicker, 'cause this is home for the Tennessee bee picker. Wanna tell you about a girl I met in Nashville. She's here tonight 'cause she's a mind fit bashful. Oh, saints above, that girl's a lovely creature. There's one thing about her that I can't teach her. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover she ain't a country music lover. Well, I already knew that we disagreed on politics and religion, and it didn't really bother me too much when I found out that she didn't like to go fishing. The trouble all started with them phonograph records I bought her. Why, she thought that Kitty Wells was a place a cat goes to get water. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to see my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. But friends, it didn't take me long to realize that this old girl was in a fog. Why, she even thought that Perlin Husky was some kind of an Eskimo dog. She thought that Minnie Pearl was a short skirt worn by an oyster. And you know what else made me laugh? She even thought that Ernest Tubb was a sincere place to go take a bath. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I took her home to my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover she ain't a country music lover. Just to think that she had been to college and traveled around the world. Then she had the nerve to ask me if Bobby Bear was a striptease girl. But what really got my goat and made me explode, would you believe that she thought Johnny Cash was money you found in the commode? Tell you how happy I am to be here in Nashville, Tennessee. I always did have a special place in my heart for the people who named the whole state after me. But one thing in passing before I forget, one of our star performers could not be here tonight because of illness. Phil Harris cannot be with us. You know who Phil Harris is. Yeah, Phil Harris is a man that could be a multimillionaire if he'd take back all his empties. And, of course, what Phil is missing here in Nashville, I have never seen so many beautiful girls as I've seen here in Nashville. Now, you know, it wasn't always that way. I remember when I first came here, Minnie Pearl was considered a sex symbol. Nashville is also known as Music City, USA, and rightly so, because one out of four people here play the guitar. And if you don't think that's noisy enough, the other three play drums. We had five earthquakes here last year, and nobody knew anything about it. It is an honor for me to be here in the Mother Church of Country Music, the Grand Ole Opry House, and I'm proud to be the host of this year's Country Music Awards show. We have a big night here with many stars. And let's get right to it. First, you've got to have a pretty girl to guard the awards. And we've got one. Ladies and gentlemen and fellow pea pickers, here from Phoenix, Arizona, Miss Country Music USA, Sandy Wilkinson. Now, tonight, Sandy is going to hand out trophies to those selected as the best there are this year in country music. In voting by the performers, songwriters, producers, broadcasters, executives, and others who make up the Country Music Association. A first round ballot with 50 names in each category went to association members. Their votes eliminated all but the five receiving the most votes in each category. Then there was another secret ballot to select tonight's winners. Now, all of the balloting was supervised by the auditing and accounting firm of Ernst & Ernst. That could have been Tennessee Ernst. The names of the winners are in sealed envelopes, and only Mr. Dan Van Sant of Ernst & Ernst organization know what names are in those envelopes. Dan, make yourself known. There he is. Thank you, Dan. And now we are ready to get rolling. Throughout the evening, you will hear and see performances of the five songs nominated in the category of the best single country music record of the year. And here to start them off, with the Tennessee Three, Carl Perkins, the dynamic Johnny Cash, and a boy named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, didn't leave very much to my ma and me, just his old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks. Seemed I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I mean, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Going from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing studs, set the dirty mangy dog and named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're going to die. Right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the walls and into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I'll tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss and he reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me. You got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to before I die for the gravel any good to spit in the eye. Because I'm going to see you soon. He called me his son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win. If I ever have a boy, I think I'm going to name him Bill or George or Tarzan or Hitler, anything that's super.
That I have a strange feeling I've been on this stage before, Ernie. This first award tonight is for the Instrumental Group of the Year. There are 6 nominees in this category because of a tie in the first round balloting. Those nominees are the Buckaroos, Buck Owens Band, the Nashville Brass, led by Danny Davis, the Po' Boys, who back up Bill Anderson, the Stonemans, Van, Jim, Patsy, Don, and Ronnie, the Texas Troubadours, who work for Ernest Tubb, and the Wagon Masters, the Porter Wagoner Group. Now the winner. Category number 7, Instrumental Group or Band of the Year, the Nashville Brass.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's marvelous. You can't believe it. May I just say that I have a very deep debt of gratitude to the wonderful Nashville Rhythm Section players. Many of them are in the house tonight, and they know whom I mean. That's probably not the right English. However, I'm not thinking too well. The other one, I'd like to bow very low and with deep gratitude to Mr. Bill McElhoney, the arranger who makes all those wonderful songs.
Congratulations to the Nashville Brass. Coming up, awards for vocal group, instrumentalist, and female vocalist. But first, award yourself a look at some goodies from Kraft. Now, get a little of that behind your belt buckle and you'll be worth something. Remember that. The presenter for the best album of the year is a paradox. He is a great talent without ego. He's a successful executive without guile. He's a helper of his fellow man without looking for reward. He's been called Mr. Nashville. Ladies and gentlemen, the speedy pea picker, Mr. Ted Atkins.
Thank you very much. This award is for the vocal group of the year. And group, according to the rules of the balloting, meant 2 or more singers. Singing together, that is. The nominees are Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry, Johnny Cash and June Carter, Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, and Dottie West and Don Gibson. Okay, let's get to the winners. Please, the envelope. I can get into it here. I should have brought my glasses. Category number 6, here, Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Well, my goodness.
That's beautiful. Congratulations, Johnny and June. Great. There is no question that there is a youth movement in the country music field today. And this year, a young man comes to country music as a member of a successful rock group, Paul Revere and the Raiders. He becomes a star in the country charts on his own right. One of his songs, The Games People Play, is among the nominees for the Country Music Single of the Year. Here he is, Freddie Weller.
Freddie.
Oh, the games people play it now. Every night and every day it now. So they while away the hours in the ivory tower, till they covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-da-dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play. We make one another cry, break our hearts and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. But neither one will ever give in, so we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. La-da-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-dee. Talking about you and me and the games people play. People walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope and cheat your fate. Furthermore, to hell with hate, come on and get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and to me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Thought you'd given up your sanity, or your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity, oh, if you don't give a da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Hey, if I'm talking about you and me and the games people play.
Whippersnapper. Nobody's his age, you know that? See how he's built? I saw him in bathing trunks one time. He looked like a pair of pliers with a Band-Aid wrapped around the middle. And now to make the presentation for the best vocal group is a young fellow who last year had a big hit on his hands with a song called Honey. They say honey's good for the voice. Well, I guess turnabout is fair play, because his voice sure did a lot for honey. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Goldsboro.
for tonight is for the Country Music Instrumentalist of the Year. And there are lots of fine figures in this field. The nominees, in alphabetical order, are Chet Atkins, Roy Clark, Floyd Kramer, Jerry Reed, and Don Rich. Now let's find out the winner. The instrumentalist of the year, Mr. Chet Atkins.
This is great. I appreciate this honor. I want to thank all those disc jockeys that keep playing my records since 1947. And I want to thank all those wonderful people that voted for me. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Chet.
Well, so we move right along with another award for Female Vocalist of the Year. Now, as we were planning the show, we decided that the presenter of this award would have to be handsome, suave, debonair, and a big star. Ladies and gentlemen, who else but Roy Clark?
Thank you folks from the bottom of my heart for this special award.
Roy, where are you going with that girl?
Anywhere she wants to.
Roy, I called you up here to give an award. All right?
Well, I thought that she was my consolation prize.
She isn't.
Well, that's too bad, because I was just beginning to feel a little happy about losing. It's too bad, darling. I'm sorry. I'll have to take you back.
She can get back by herself.
I say she would look great over my mantle.
You're supposed to say that to her.
I was supposed to say you'd look great over my mantle. Can I say something to you? I don't have a map.
Well, I tell you right now, if I took her home, I'd build one. Roy, will you please get on with the awards?
Okay, Ernie,
please.
I certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
You have made... Oh, to her. You'd have made a great paperweight, too. Ladies and gentlemen, seriously, this is the award for the Female Vocalist of the Year. And if they gave one of those away as an award, I'm sure George Jessel somewhere tonight would be singing a country song. You were supposed to say another line there. But this is a real pleasure. This is a real pleasure. Since March.
Roy, you're doing so well, I wouldn't have interrupted for anything in the world.
In all seriousness, the nominees for the best female vocalist are Lynn Anderson, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Jeannie C. Riley, and Tammy Wynette.
Very good.
Up to that, I was doing just beautiful. May I? I know it. There's another envelope inside, too. The winner, Miss Tammy Wynette.
say thanks so much to everybody once again. I thought last year was the greatest year of my life, but I would have to say this year has been even greater. Thank you so much.
And now, let us talk of food. And of all the food talkers in the world, here's the best. He's Ed Herlihy for Kraft. Thank you, Ed. The next presenter is a man who has spent some considerable time in front of a microphone. Or is that behind the microphone? In any event, he has been and is a singer, a quiz master of ceremonies, a commercial announcer, and a right-hand man on that nighttime follies known as the Johnny Carson Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ed McMahon!
You believe this kid from Avalon could make it to the Grand Ole Opry, huh?
Thank you.
Oh, it is a real thrill for me to be in Nashville, and especially in this building. I really love this town. In fact, I tried to get that skinny kid I work with, Johnny Carson, to come down here and do a show from here. He really should. In fact, he's really a country boy at heart. I don't know whether you know that or not, but since he signed his new contract at NBC, we call him Johnny Cash. My job tonight, to award the nominees for the Comedy Comedian of the Year in country comics. The nominees are Don Bowman, Archie Campbell, Roy Clark, Ben Colder, and Junior Samples. The envelope, please. You're from Phoenix? Boy, the next time I get to Phoenix.
By the time I get
to Phoenix. Yeah, I know what it is. I'll work it out. The winner is Archie Campbell.
Yeah!
I'm not prepared for this, as usual. I want to make it very brief, as they told me in the instructions. The only thing I can say is, God bless you, everyone. Thank you very much for voting for me.
Archie Campbell. Time now for our third single of the year performance. And it comes from a young man regarded as one of the best singers in the country field. A fellow who has a bundle of nominations tonight. The song is, All I Have to Offer You Is Me. And the singer, Country Charlie Fry.
Before you take another step, there's something you should know about you and how they will be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow. 'Cause all I have to offer you is me. And there'll be that's what you want while you're still free. The only goal I have for you is in the wedding band. Oh, no, all I have to offer you is me. And there'll be
Song of the Year, and the winner this year has been selected in a somewhat different manner, in that the membership of the Country Music Association did not vote on it. Right, Ernie?
That's right, Sal. It worked this way. Ernst & Ernst, the accounting firm, took all of the country music charts from three of the nation's leading trade papers, Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. Of course, those charts were from the issues falling within this year's eligibility period. Now, every song on these charts was listed and given points according to the position each week on the charts, Charlie.
And when those points were counted, the five top songs of the year were in the alphabetical order. And this was Carroll County Accident, writer Bob Ferguson. And Daddy Sang Bass, writer Carl Perkins. Darling, You Know I Wouldn't Lie, writers Wayne Kemp and Red Lane. Stand By Your Man, writers Tammy Wynette and Billy Sherrill. And When the Green Grass Grows Over Me, writer Don Chappell. Ernie?
Well, we don't call for the envelope here because if somebody wanted to take the 156 copies of the trade magazines involved and spend several weeks doing all the counting, I guess they could have figured out the song of the year. Did you, Charlie?
Well, no, I didn't, and I'd sure like to know. May I have the right? Song of the Year. Carroll County Accident, writer Bob Ferguson, Porter Wagner.
This is a real surprise. I must say it was a real nice kind of accident to happen to somebody. And I believe I'll drive down through Carroll County again. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Coming up, the award for Album of the Year and the award for Male Vocalist. But first, award from Kraft.
Oh.
It seems fitting that the fourth nominee tonight for Single of the Year is done by Johnny Cash. With Carl Perkins and the Statler Brothers, Daddy Sang Bass recalls the original Carter family with A.P. Carter singing bass and Maybelle Addington Carter, now known far and wide as Mother Maybelle. A great song and great performers. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Cash and Daddy Sang Bass.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black lander. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother looked on crying back.
All singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days it won't be long. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Hold on, the circle won't be broken. Bye bye. would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing, baby.
Mama sing, baby.
Entertainer's life when changes seem to be in order. Our next presenter was a major star in the early days of the rock and roll craze. His flamboyant style carried him to the top of the pop music charts. Then he made a change in style and presentation, even in physical appearance. And he has risen to stardom in the country music field. The style may have changed, but the real talent remains. And there's still a whole lot of shaking going on for Jerry Lee and us.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and actually it's a great honor to be here. And the country music business, where album sales go into the millions each year, the award for the album of the year is most important. There are five important albums competing tonight. The nominees are Charlie Pride, live in person, Johnny Cash at San Quentin. I hope we don't keep you there, John. Jerry Lee Lewis, Parchman. He's supposed to laugh. Come on, give me a laugh. That's Mississippi I'm talking about. Because I'm from Louisiana. Merle Haggard, same train, different time. Miss Tammy Wynette, stand by your man. Old stud horse Glenn Kimball, Butcher Tall lineman. And now... How did I get into this, honey? You got a key or what? We got it now. Would you believe one of my best friends, the guy I done my first tour with, Mr. Johnny Cash?
I have very many people to thank who helped support me to get this award tonight, but mainly I'd like to thank the inmates of San Quentin Prison. And if you've listened to the album, you heard the very human sounds of the laughter and applause from 2,000 men that made an interesting, exciting record that made this possible for me. Thank you.
To present the award for the Male Vocalist of the Year, I want you all to meet a young lady whose own hit record not only put Harper Valley on the map, but the whole PTA on the spot. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the lovely Jeannie C. Riley.
Very happy to be here, and also very pleased to be asked to announce the winner for the award for Country Music's Male Vocalist of the Year. To get right to it, the nominees are Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Sonny James, and Charlie Pride. Have them below. I'm not doing this on purpose. Category number 4, Male Vocalist of the Year, Johnny Cash.
Another minute to thank somebody else. We had a big record, and in case I don't get back up here tonight to talk to you, I wanted to thank... I wanted to say a while ago, too, my friend Merle Haggard was one of the nominees for the Album of the Year, and I was glad to see that Merle was not on the front row at our last concert at San Quentin. But I'd like to thank... I'd like to thank my brother-in-law, Don Davis, who brought me a song that was a very big one for us last year. Don is a good example of some of the good people that we've got in country music who would sacrifice something personally to do something good for somebody. Let's don't forget those kind of people. Thank you.
A great deal of pleasure to introduce a gentleman who was voted Entertainer of the Year last year. He is preparing his own CBS Wednesday night show in California, but I believe he's standing by now to sing the 5th nomination for Best Single Record of this year. No further explanation is needed. A great song and a great talent. Ladies and gentlemen, from California, Glenn Campbell. Than the New York Mets. And he's also starring as host of the Kraft Music Hall show on November 19th called The Sound of Burt Bacharach. Now let's welcome him as one of Nashville's great sounds. A warm round of applause for Burt Bacharach.
Thank you. Very, very happy to be here in Nashville. Now, we've heard all the five country music singles nominated in this important category, Single of the Year. But to refresh your memories, here are the nominees. All I have to offer you is me, Charlie Pride. A Boy Named Sue, Johnny Cash. Daddy Sang Bass, Johnny Cash. Galveston, Glenn Campbell. The Games People Play, Freddie Weller. And now, right down to the nitty-gritty. Get it, Johnny. A Boy Named Sue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful. This was a song that Don Davis brought me, even though it was not in his publishing company. Thank you.
My next presenter is a fellow whose first country western record has just been released, and he was the star of the Wells Fargo television series for so long, every time he gets into a taxi, he wants to sit up front and ride shotgun. Ladies and gentlemen, Dale Robertson.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and it's a great honor to be in this spot. Naming the Country Music Entertainer of the Year. Last year, this award went to Glenn Campbell. The year before, to Eddie Arnold. Now the current nominees are Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, Roy Clark, Merle Haggard, Charlie Pride. Now let's see who it is. Category number one, Entertainer of the Year. Who else? Johnny Cash.
I'll tell you right now, I know somebody that's going to have to build a mantle. Country music, because it's so close to the real lives of the people, has had more than its share of folk heroes. Some of those talented performers have been paid tribute in years past by election to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Stars like Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, the lively banjo picker Uncle Dave Macon, Hank Williams, the singer and songwriter with the lavish talents, and the likes of Jim Reeves, Red Foley, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Ernest Tubb, Bob Wills. Each year, another member of the Hall of Fame is named by a panel of electors. CMA, on behalf of the CMA Board of Directors, the committee is composed of performers, songwriters, publishers, executives, and others, vitally active in the field of country music. To give you the name of the newest member of the Hall of Fame, here's the one-time movie cowboy, a spokesman and a member himself, Tex Ritter!
Thank you, Ernie, ladies and gentlemen. There are many people in this audience who deserve this great honor, but we could select only one. This is a proud moment for me, I might add, to be able to announce the name of the Country Music Hall of Fame winner. Born of humble beginnings in rural America, he has been the possessor and creator of a musical style that has often been imitated. His name is known around the world. During the times that he was in the radio in the early 30s, he recorded the song called Silver Haired Daddy of Mine. It became one of the first million sellers.
We got 30 seconds. Let's give his name. What do you say, Tex? So he can be on.
The original singing cowboy, Gene Autry. Hey!
in a losing.
Anytime you want it. Four flavors, four luscious fillings. Eat them as is or from the toaster. Such convenience.
You love New Kellogg's Danish Go-Round.
Announcing Kellogg's new cornflake crumbs, bag and bake. It has a 3-point improvement plan for corn crisp chicken. One, it coats more than 3 pounds of chicken pieces. Two, it's crispier. Kellogg's cornflake crumbs are in it. No frying, just bake. Three, it's tastier. It's flavored with special Lowry seasonings. Kellogg's cornflake crumbs, bag and bake. Mild or robust. Makes the corn crispiest chicken quick as 1, 2, 3.
From Television City in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Campbell.
To spare, time to look, time to care. Someday.
How faint the dew. Somewhere there's heaven. How high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true.
Show, starring Engelbert Humperdinck, with his guest, Jose Feliciano, his dream girl, Barbara Eden, special guest star, Dionne Warwick, and the fabulous Tom Jones.
Engelbert Humperdinck is presented this evening by
Fabergé.
For the love of life, you look your best. For the love of life, you do your best. For the love of life, Fabergé.
You're right, pal. You do see a lot of flashy dresses in tournaments these days. But let me tell you, I can remember not too long ago you'd be wearing something different out on the course, and everybody'd be kidding you. Men have different ideas now. Now all the pros are dressing great and smelling great. I use Brute myself, and you can't beat that, baby.
American men have come to their senses about a lot of things, and Brute is part of it. Brute by Fabergé.
When life gets too civilized, give her Tigress, the most female fragrance by Fabergé. Tigress. Impulsive. Unpredictable. Uninhibited. Always different. Never tame. Tigress perfume by Fabergé. Are you wild enough to wear it?
Every day.
cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can stop myself.
Humperdinck. What you've just heard was not only my name, it was also my opening monologue. I don't believe in a lot of talk. Talk is like an olive in a martini. It sounds good, but it takes up valuable gin space. And with only an hour, words take valuable time away from beautiful people like Miss Barbara Eden.
Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown in the old. the shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow.
You know, I consider myself a very lucky man. Very lucky because that was a beautiful song played by a great guitarist and a fabulous entertainer, Mr. Jose Feliciano. Well done, Mr. Feliciano.
Well, thank you, Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck.
None of that Engelbert stuff. Just call me Engel.
Okay, Engel. Listen, I don't mind calling you Engel, except don't call me Phyllis.
Sky. I've got some wings I'm eager to try. I may be unknown, but wait till I blow. On top of the world, I'll meet you, I swear. I'm staking my claim. Remember my name. You gotta hear from me. Fortune smile. On the road before me, I'm a fortune's child. Listen, world, you can't ignore me. I've got a song that longs to be played. On the road out there before me, and I'm fortune's child. Listen, world, you can't. Part of me. Oh, 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 yeah.
find you miss the sweet and tender love we used to share.
Just come back to the places where we used to go and talk to them.
Well, how can I forget you? My case, of which I'm certain, I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my
Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim! Well, he is getting married, isn't he?
Oh, that is unusual, isn't it?
Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through. Without exemption, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Tom Jones. Here.
Once again, the very wonderful Miss Dionne Warwick.
cry anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like the fire in your fingertips. I'm trying hard not to show it, baby. When I reach for you, baby, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. Hey, it makes me just feel like crying.
This time we almost made it.
song in tune. Didn't we, girl? Didn't we? This time we almost made it to the moon. Didn't we?
Thank you all for sharing this hour with us. Good night.
Thank you once again.
Engelbert Humperdinck was presented this evening by
Fabergé.
Good night. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when I'm holding you?
Walk on Neil Diamond, special guest star, Mr. Bob Newhart. And also, Marty Bates in his orchestra.
Join me next week when my guest will be Miss Jackie the Chef, the great Cliff Wilson, my special guest star, my mom and dad. Good night, everybody. Little raindrops falling, streams and people float, till they build the race in the river deep and wide. Now life is from this river, for each man is a different. We might have to keep the ocean and its mind. Got to raise away tomorrow.
The musical number the first time was previously recorded. A veterinarian who comes to take care of Ellie Mae's critters has Ellie Mae giving him the eye. Stay tuned for the uproarious shenanigans of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Also appearing on tonight's show was Giannis Prochaska. Speaking for the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, this is Bill Thompson. This portion of the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour has been brought to you by Chevrolet, in behalf of your Chevrolet dealers, on the move for 1970.
Look, Boo-Boo, a smoldering cigarette butt. Our good friend Smokey the Bear will be glad I stamped this one out.
Ouch! 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 O-U-C-H! Ouch!
Why do people smoke, Yogi?
According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't.
Why don't they quit then, Yogi?
It's not easy to quit smoking, Boo. Most of today's smokers started as teenagers, before the dangers of cigarette smoking were known. The kids thought smoking made them look grown up.
And now they can't quit, eh, Yogi?
They can quit, but it isn't easy. Like that man over there. He'd like to quit. He doesn't enjoy smoking, but he's hooked on the cigarette habit.
Does anyone ever quit, Yogi?
It takes willpower. A lot of people have quit, but the best way is not to ever start smoking. Then you won't end up like that man, smoking cigarette after cigarette and coughing his fool head off.
Vivian Leigh stars in The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone on the Thursday night movies on CBS.
An aftershave decanter. Elaine gave it to me. More decanters. From Marie. Joan said the cologne in this is all man. All me. You know, all the girls said they bought them from nice ladies who came right to the door. Wonder who that could be.
At Lawton Jewelers, everything beautiful awaits the bride-to-be. That's why generations of brides have registered with Lawton's. We can be a girl's best friend from the moment she says, I will, to the moment she says, I do.
This is Channel 6, Orlando.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know...